welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress. You don't have to turn there. I'm going to read this out of the Message Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 through 57. Fair enough, 1 through 57. Just listen. Let me tell you something wonderful, a mystery I probably will never fully understand. That's interesting coming from Paul. We're not all going to die, but we all are going to be changed. Say changed. Wow. You hear a blast to end all blasts from a trumpet. And in the time that you looked up and blinked your eyes, it's over. See, the word rapture never shows up in the Bible. What does rapture mean? A gathering up, snatched away. Amen? Say, I'm going.
I'm going.
All the places you didn't see here on planet Earth because you didn't have the money or got too late in life, you'll be able to see them all on the way up. Amen? Glory to God. Listen, on the signal from the trumpet of heaven, the dead will be up and out of their graves. It happened before. When did it happen before? When Jesus said it was finished. Suddenly, the graveyard's empty. So this is a repeat performance. Going to get better now. Say, it's getting better. The Bible said Jesus could have called legions of angels to rescue him. If he had gotten rescued, then he couldn't rescue us. That's what I call real love. No greater love than any man than he laid down his life for somebody else. Well, I love Jesus and I love his word. Amen. Listen to what it says now. How many of you are getting excited over here? The graves will be emptied beyond the reach of death. I heard one guy said, well, do I have to get sick in order to die? No. Well, when I get old and I get sickly, then I'll die. No. People think that, you know. See, what I always do is, here's the Word of God, and one of the names of it is a mirror. There's no scripture in the Word of God that said, and when you get sick and old and you die, you go to heaven. Doesn't say that, but people believe that. That's not what the Word says. See, if you know what the Word says, you could be sitting down eating pizza or spaghetti on a Sunday afternoon or any other day of the week. You could be walking along on the sidewalk. You can have a conversation with somebody, or you could go to sleep and wake up in heaven. Amen. Nobody has to die sick. Amen. Sickness is not of God. Amen. The will of God is not to take you and I out earlier than he has planned for us. Amen. God wants to give you health. He wants to give you long life. Say long life.
Hallelujah.
See, one of the things in the kingdom of God, it's a health plan. What's the health plan? Healing. Whatever was in the Garden of Eden is for us today. Because when God said, I'm going to give you dominion, say dominion. Dominion and the word kingdom we're talking about are the same words, interchangeable. So when he came down from heaven to bring this kingdom of God message to you and I on this planet, he was bringing back everything that was given to Adam and Eve. The second Adam didn't fail. The first one messed up. But I have my victory not in Adam. I have my victory in Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, how many of you know there'll be a winner of the World Series and the Super Bowl, and every year they're going to fight out who's going to be the best? Well, I got a one-time victory. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. And he wins either in the home field. He doesn't have home field advantage. He can be on the visitor's parking lot, and he'll still be victorious. Glory to God. Say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. All right? See, if God gives you something to do, he'll give you what you need to get it done. When Rodney Howard Brown came, 1989, whatever it was, a revival broke out that spread around the globe. It's still spreading today. It started right here in this church, in a little movie theater down the road.
Amen.
Say, a little movie theater. But it was the beginning of revival that went around the globe, and to this day, say to this day, it's still going on.
Amen.
He is starting churches all over the world, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Say glory to God. Say glory to God. Say I want everything God has for me. All right, here we go now. Let me finish this off. At the same moment, in the same way, we'll all be changed. Listen now. In the resurrection scheme of things, this has to happen. Everything perishable taken off the shelves and replaced by the imperishable. Now, here's a scripture verse we all know. Death swallowed up by triumphant life. If somebody passes on, are they dead? No, because we're spirit. Say we're spirit. When Adam was created by God on the ground by the dust of the earth, he breathed into him the breath of life. So this flesh and blood is not life. What's life is the spirit. Say the spirit. We take care of our physical body, or we should, by what we eat, exercise, and all that. But there also is a spirit man. Say a spirit man. That needs to be tended to. That needs to be fed. The word of God. Amen. I talk to people all the time. Gee, I haven't seen you in a long time. Well, it's been very busy. I haven't been able to get to church. But I know I need to get there. No, I know I need to, which means you should. Say, prioritizing our time. What does that mean? Making God and our spirit man to be fed by the word of God a priority. If a doctor gives you a script and pharmacy fills it out and the bottle has all kinds of directions, am I right? The doctor doesn't call you up and come knock on your door and say, are you taking the script? He's expecting you and I to take the script according so we can get better. Amen. Don't expect God to come knocking on our door on Monday morning and say, what's going on? Because he's relying on you and I to be dependent on the Holy Spirit to be our helper and help us through the difficult things in life. Amen. Say glory to God. Come on, fill the atmosphere with your praise. Say glory, glory, hallelujah. Well, I'm having fun. Death swallowed up by a triumphant life. What's the triumphant life? Jesus Christ. There's a little song I heard played once. God did it all in 3 days. Think about that, 3 days. He died, went to a grave, and while he was in the grave, the Bible says he was in hell preaching to the captives. Amen. Say, death. You got nothing on me. Death is dead. The Bible says people through the fear of death die prematurely. Are you afraid to die? Of course not. Because you never die. You just graduate to a different level called heaven. Amen. I've had a couple of people, Pastor, are you ever like where you come from, you know, your ancestry, your background, like what part of Italy you may be from, the boot, the heel? I already checked out my ancestry. I was born in heaven, I'm going back. Amen. What do I care where I come from here on the planet for? Amen. All temporary. How many of you ever going on a trip? Take your suitcase with you. Put it out. Take your clothes out. Hang them up if you don't want to. The next day, if you leave, what do? Pack it up. That's what we're like. This is transient. We're not sticking around here. Everything here on planet Earth is going to perish and be burned up. Say glory to God. Death? You're dead. Right there with your microphone. Tell them about the pastor whose wife had the brain tumor. This is how somebody talks who's a born-again believer full of faith. Tell them.
His name is Mark Hankins. You can look him up. His wife was dying with a terminal brain tumor, and he talked about how it went from bad to worse in the hospital. And he said that the Lord told him to laugh. He said, Mark, just laugh. I got it. You're covered. She's healed. And he said he just began to sit there and laugh. And he said, just keep on speaking the word, Mark. Keep on speaking the word. Mark 11, 22 to 24. Just keep on speaking the word. Just keep on saying it is written. He said, I sat, just continued to speak the word. They came out with a worse report. He said, the Lord said, just laugh. It's already done. Amen. It's finished. I did it for you. She's already healed. We're not working on something and begging God for it. Jesus already did it. It was paid for in full. He took his blood to heaven. Mark, he paid the price for your wife's healing. He paid the price for your salvation. He paid the price for us. He said, just laugh, not laugh at because she's suffering, but laugh knowing the devil's a liar. Hallelujah. He said, just say, ha, ha, ho, ho, ha, 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 ha. He said, I sat there. People thought I was an idiot. He said, I'd rather be an idiot and see my wife live than be a fool and see my wife die. And he said, I sat there and obeyed God's instruction, and I just kept saying, it's all done, Lord, you've done it. It's all done, Lord, you've done it. It's all done, Lord, ha, ha. You can't have her cancer. You can't have her tumor. He said, she went in. They took her in for surgery. They removed what they had to remove, came out. Worst prognosis. She's not going to make it. She's going to be paralyzed if she lives. The Lord said to Mark, I've got it. Just claim my word. Speak my word. Come on, church. That's who we are. He said, the Lord said to him, your address is your words. I want to send you things. But if you're not speaking the word of God, don't wonder why the package is not coming. Speak the word of God. He said, he sat there and just kept saying, ha, 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 ha. I went to the hospital every day, day after day. His wife is healthy. She's whole. She's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. She's beautiful. She looks like nothing was ever wrong. Come on, it works. Hallelujah. It's finished. He did it all. Glory to God.
God's word is forever settled in heaven.
Amen.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I've had to pray with people that are terminally ill in their bed, and everybody's gathered around talking about who's going to get this and who's going to get that, and they're all sitting there, and I've thrown them out more than once. I said, do me a favor. Just leave the room. There's no faith in here to raise a thumbtack off the ground. Amen? Just leave for a minute. Let me pray for this man. Are you listening to me? God raises people up like that. But in the midst of all that negativity, well, they told us he has just a little bit of time. My father was said that he had 12 hours to live. He was gone. His liver functions were gone. His kidney functions were gone. The only thing kept him going was his heart. They said he's got less than 12 hours to live. I'll never forget it because we applied the principles of the kingdom. Are you listening to me? Death was knocking on the door, but God gave us the scripture verses. My wife and I, my mom, prayed in his room. He shall live and not die. He shall live and not die. We prayed, I don't know for how long, I don't need my wife even know. We just prayed. And then all of a sudden, peace filled the room. I said, we're leaving now. God's got this thing in his control. The next morning when we came in, I was out in front. My mom never walked fast anyway. Amen. That's where the tomatoes got the slope run. And my wife was with her behind me. And I got to the room, and I'll never forget this. My eyeballs still see it. When I looked into the room, the bed was empty. It was turned down as if somebody was vacated the room. So what's the first thing that flooded my mind and hit me on all sides? He's dead. He's dead. There is no victory. He is dead. And all these things started hitting me, saying, your God doesn't do what he says he does. The word is a liar. It's not true. And all of a sudden, I heard a rustling in the corner. So I looked over, and I thought it was somebody cleaning the room. Here's my dad sitting up in a chair eating breakfast. Man said he was supposed to be dead, but God had other ideas.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive.
Jesus is alive.